Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Skip Miller back on the show. Skip is William Skip Miller is the name of the book, Proactive Sales Management. Also a Proactive Selling. Also Ultimate Sales Toolkit. You're starting to get the picture. He knows a little bit about sales. And I'm not sure, maybe some other books that he hasn't even sent me yet. Some new ones, but he's one of our longtime Brain Trust members. More than 15 years he's been hanging out with us. He's our good friend, Skip Miller. Welcome back to the show.
It's a great pleasure to be back and talking to the small business owners, Jim.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Skip, to be here?
You know, most of my customers are in small to medium-sized business, although we do some work with Google, and Google thinks anybody under 100 million small business, so it's always fun.
Yeah, that's interesting how people put the decimal places. All right, so let's talk about culture. What is a sales culture?
You know, it's a fun word because when I think of culture, I think of something very stodgy, very not actionable.
Old school.
Yeah, okay, we got a culture. Great. Now go back and make your dials, make your thing. Let's make it happen. And I'll walk into any company, Jim, and in the first 5 minutes, I can tell you the culture of the sales culture. You know, good, bad, and different.
But wait, hey, Skip, no, Skip, we don't really have a culture here.
you're just blind to it. That tells you you already have. Oh,
I have a culture. Sure. I have a culture, and I don't know it.
Oh, those are my favorite. Where people go, you know, it is what it is. Well, then you've got a reactive, non-intentional culture,
right,
as opposed to a very intentional. Look at any sport team, any orchestra. You know, sport teams are great analogies for, you know, their culture. I mean, you know, certain teams, that's the culture, and certain teams, they just go play. And the ones that go play typically don't go anywhere. I mean, look at the Oakland Athletics. Always young, you know, they don't have the payroll that they could afford, but, you know, they're always changing, and people go there, and they know what's expected. So we look at sales cultures, Jim, and there's a couple of things that we see, you know, top small business cultures have in the sales organization that others don't. And by far, in a way, the first one is an outward focus towards the customer, right? Mm-hmm. So salespeople aren't just taking care of and babysitting customers. That's not being outward focused. Being outward focused is constantly looking for referrals, constantly calling new logos, constantly adding new customers to. I'll go into a small business and they'll say, I've got, you know, a big territory. You know, 90% of my business comes from, you know, my customers. I just need to get 5 or 10. That's a business. That's a going out of business strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have salespeople be nurses and babysitters to your customer. That's a customer support person. Salespeople, yes, they've got to take care of their customer, listen to their customers, listen to the market, but they got to go out and prospect. And the best ones we see, the best sales organizations, have their salespeople constantly on a monthly, weekly basis adding new logos. That's by far and away the best thing we see.
And the referrals, I like what you said about referrals. One thing I want to come back to on the culture before we take a break is if every sales organization has a culture, if you don't think you have one, what that means is the one you have is being defined by other people.
Yep.
If you know you have a culture like Skip will help you get, then you define the culture, you lead the culture, you get to decide how it functions and what it performs.
Cultures are top-down. Change is bottom-up, but cultures are top-down. whoever runs the company, whoever runs the sales organization, that's driving the culture of the company. And the best ones listen to the change that's always bubbling up from the street, mm-hmm. from the customers, from the salespeople. So cultures are top down. And if you're right, Jim, if you don't think you've got one or it is what it is, you know, look at how much waste you've got. I mean, you're wasting a ton of energy, a ton of productivity, because your salespeople have no direction. Oh, they've got direction. No, they don't. That starts from the top. I'll go into a company, Jim, and I'll ask them, how many new logos have you added this month? How many new companies have you added in the last, you know, 6 months? Per rep. You know, most small business owners have got 2-3 reps, maybe 10. And my question is, you know, of your top performers, how many new reps a month? How's your forecast?
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about that more on the culture after these messages. Your sales culture, the one you have, that you might not be doing anything with. Skip Miller and I will be right back. 22. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. And I wouldn't be doggone.
Hey, hey, I belong. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.